Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Well, usually the saying is you shop till you drop. But when you go to one of the biggest food festivals in Texas, then you just eat until you can't eat no more. Last year, we were so excited to introduce to you Faraz Ahmed. He is the organizer and founder of the largest Halal Fest in Texas, happening in multiple cities. And now they're hosting their second annual Texas Halal Fest, and they are promising for it to be bigger and better than last year. Faraz, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Just a minor correction there. The largest Halal Fest in North America, actually.
Now in North America. You're kidding me. That's incredible. Yeah. Congratulations. Absolutely. A huge round of applause for that. I mean, how do you make it bigger and better? It's already the best.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think a lot of this stuff is done, you know, very purposefully, and it's not a coincidence. You know, we make our one of our main core competency about this festival is the fact that we're very inclusive to anyone that can come. So our main goal here is that you should be able to come to this with a very low barrier of entry. So we don't charge for tickets. All you have to do is RSVP. So it's a free entry. We try to make sure that there's no parking fee. So all the parking around the festival is also free. And then we you know, have a bunch of cool activities at the festival that are completely free, like, you know, free face painting for kids, free balloon artist for kids, petting zoo that's completely for free. Then this year we actually added something new, which wasn't at the last year's festival, is a whole entertainment aspect to the festival. So we're gonna have stand-up comedy shows. We're gonna have three really very talented stand-up comedians, very funny stand-up comedians, and then we're gonna have a live demo barbecue, the demo that's gonna be giving out free samples. We're gonna have a fiery hot chicken sandwich competition and challenge where who can eat the most hot chicken in under a minute. And then we'll have two local artists that are gonna be doing, one is gonna be doing a story time for kids. That's a local DFW artist that's gonna be doing that for kids. And then we're also gonna have a live art show that a local DFW artist is going to be doing a live painting and taking Q&As and everything and the process of the painting as well. So we've added a whole entertainment section to the festival, along with the amazing 180 plus food vendors and bazaar vendors that are gonna be out there.
Then, of course, you talk about process. What is the process of picking out the vendors that are taking part? I'm sure you had to turn a few away.
Oh, not even a few. So we went live with the application on our website, and overnight we got over 100 applicants that wanted to be at the festival, and then it just kept building after that. As of right now, we have closed application and we can't accept anymore. We're at 180 plus vendors, and in our wait list, which, you know, unfortunately we had to reject those vendors for this year, our wait list has over 200 vendors wanting to be on the actual official vendor list. So you know, all it shows is that next year we might just have to pick a bigger location.
Yeah. So speaking of location, where is this all happening? Where can people get their tickets? And when is this happening?
Yeah. So December 14th, Saturday, December 14th, this is where it's happening. It is in historic downtown Plano. Haggard Park is the name of the park. And yeah, tickets, like I said, they're completely free. You can RSVP on Eventbrite. You can get the RSVP link either on our Instagram page at Texas Halal Fest, or you can go on txhalalfest.com and you can click on the RSVP link over there to also, you know, get free RSVPs as well from there.
I'm sure you've learned a lot for the second version from last year. What did you learn? What kind of changes did you make for this year?
I think one of the main things we learned is that, you know, people love coming out and people love showing support to these type of things. And one of the main things is our thing was we want to build a community together. That's why we've included so many different aspects to one event. Last year, you know, we were very food focused, which we still are very, very food focused. But we want to make sure that the community comes together as a whole. And we want to make sure that people can bring their family. They can bring someone from every age group. Like, you can bring a toddler to this festival, and you can bring someone who's like 95 plus, like your great grandpa, to the festival, and they should all be able to have fun. So the main thing we learned is to be, you know, as more inclusive as possible. So we've added acts, we've added entertainment, we've added various different things just to accommodate for every single individual that can come and have fun.
What has the response been like? What were people telling you last year who got to attend this huge event?
Yeah, I mean, you know, people had such a great time. People came out in numbers. You know, even after the, the delay, people just came out in numbers. And when we were even closing doors at like 8 or 9 p.m. at night, we still had a huge line of people wanting to come in. And we're like, man, we're like almost, I think 99% of our vendors all sold out of food. Like, they just couldn't handle that much crowd. So the response has been amazing. I think one of the main key takeaways that we've taken from last year's festival and from this year's festival is that, one, we want to make sure we get a bigger location, and two, you know, possibly start looking into doing it at a grander level, maybe doing it, you know, taking it to different cities, and then also letting maybe, you know, multi-day, we're not sure yet, but maybe something of that sort. Yeah.
What does the festival mean for the restaurant owners themselves that are taking part? How did it help their businesses over the year?
Yeah, so I think that's a great question. So I think one of the main things there is that a lot of these restaurants that actually come, if you look at our vendor list, we have obviously, you know, they're mainly from the city, but then we also have restaurants that are actually coming from Houston and Austin as well, you know, and San Antonio. And then we actually have some restaurants, like one restaurant's coming from New Orleans, one restaurant's actually flying from Chicago, another vendor's coming from Orange County, California. So we have so many various different vendors coming from all around the U.S. And I think, you know, these restaurants have told me, one restaurant specifically came up and told me that he's like, man, I did so much business today that I wouldn't have done this in over a month at my restaurant when I would be at my brick and mortar. Yeah. And people come out to check out the Dallas market as well. Sometimes we have a huge vendor that's coming, or we have a couple of vendors that are coming from Houston that want to see how their response is in Dallas to see if they can expand their brick and mortar to the Dallas location, possibly, and see if they can expand out to DFW for their new chains and new restaurants. So restaurants love it. They have a great time. They want to be involved in it automatically. I have so many restaurant owners and owners tell me, hey, please give me an automatic selection into next year's festival. I'll pay you right now. So I think they're having a great time.
That is fantastic. And it's so exciting to hear the positive impact that you're having in an industry that can be really dicey. It's tough to start a restaurant and to be successful. And then when you have a specific niche like, you know, halal food, that is also, you know, making sure that the visibility is there, right? You have a lot of people who either A, have never heard of it, they don't know what it is, or they aren't sure if that's something that they, you know, want to partake in. And so now they can try different restaurants all at one time. That's really exciting.
Yeah, I think a lot of the great things, other restaurants have even done this where they're not sure if they should go the halal route or not. So they try out this festival as a way to see what the community response for them would be to be halal. There's some restaurants that are at this festival that only do halal just for the festival. So you cannot get halal food from them other than just this festival. Yeah. And there's some restaurants that actually, you know, this is kind of going back to David's question earlier. Restaurants like this festival so much because I've actually had last year, we had a restaurant actually do their grand opening at the festival. And this year we have two restaurants that are doing their grand opening at the actual festival. That'll be the first time they'll be serving food. And then from there, the next year, they'll open up their doors to the actual brick and mortar.
Okay, my last question has to be, we've been talking all around it.
Yeah.
Let's get into the specifics. Yeah. What's the best food that we're going to be able to try
at the festival? Yeah, so I mean, that's another great question. So, I mean, we're Texas, right? So Texas has some amazing barbecue. So Texas-style barbecue. We have some great, you know, brisket vendors and barbecue vendors. But honestly, I really think you can find anything and everything that you want at this festival. You can find your Middle Eastern and Mediterranean food. You can find your Indian, Pakistani, Bengali food. There is an array of coffee shops that are going to be there. There's an array of mocktails and, mocktails and chai vendors and smoothies, boba. There's a couple of boba shops there as well. And then we have some Yemeni food that's going to be there. We have burgers, pizzas, desserts like cupcakes, desserts, canafa. Like, there are so many various different types of vendors that I really do think that there's something there for everyone. And I think it's just something that people should really, you know, at least witness once in their life, is to come to a festival of that nature and see the community, see everyone around them, and just try out some amazing food around there. I can't even pick one that I would like. I think all of them are fantastic. Our team has done such a great job in picking the right vendors to be involved with the festival.
And
I don't think anybody is going to be, and there'll be no regrets in any of the time you buy any food there.
How much weight did you put on in taste testing the food that are going to be at the festival?
Oh, man, I shouldn't answer that question, but let's just say it was a fun time leading up to it.
Got to wear your stretchy pants. You know, if there is a sampler platter for two, you know, radio personalities, I'll order two of those from you. Yeah. That is wonderful. Anything else you want our listeners to know about the second annual Halal Fest here in Texas?
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yeah, we just want to make sure that, all of our vendors have, you guys check out all of our great vendors that come out, the amazing bazaar. We have over 100 bazaar vendors that are going to be there. So you can do amazing shopping, you can get jewelry, you can get a home decor. There's even a chiropractor office that's coming to do free chiropractic screenings, spinal screenings, and stuff like that. So there's other than the food, there's so much other things to explore at this festival. And then in addition to that, we also have Ushers Nihari, which is, one of our biggest, that's our presenting sponsor for this festival. Ushers Nihari is actually an iconic Houston restaurant, and they will be coming to Dallas for the first time ever. So we would highly, highly, highly urge and recommend people to go check them out and make sure that they are, well greeted. People from Dallas, I know, travel to Houston and order trays of Ushers Nihari and take it back to Dallas. So
Wow. They'll
be in Dallas for the first time. I don't know how long they'll last or how quickly they'll sell out.
Yeah.
So definitely get there early and get in their line, because They are coming with a bang, and they people love Inihari, and it'll be a great time for them as well. And it'll be their first time as well.
Between the food and the vendors, I mean, you're competing with Big Tex at this point. You know, he just is the next one that needs to show up.
Yeah. We should look at that location for our next one.
Faraz Ahmed, organizer and founder of Texas Halal Fest, happening this weekend. Thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you so much for having us.